the beef talks fell apart before they started today. Meat Industry Ireland representatives were prevented from entering the Department of Agriculture. Our correspondent Fran McNulty was interviewing Cormac Healy from the meat industry when this happened.
You're going into these talks, there is something of a shadow with claims that legal actions and injunctions remain in place.
With the legal actions in relation to protests and blockades outside meat plants have been honoured. And that's all we have to say at the moment. They have been honoured.
The farmers here are insisting they haven't. They're insisting they haven't.
The blockades outside of all beef plants and the injunctions in relation to them have been
honoured. Fran McNulty is with us now. So, Fran, what happened as you were speaking to Cormac Healy?
Exactly as you hear it there, Claire, he was finishing speaking to us, and as he was doing so, a group of farmers and protesting farmers approached from the front of the Department of Agriculture. They began shouting, roaring, being really abusive, and Cormac Healy then realised there was a situation, and he and his delegation then moved towards the front door of the Department of Agriculture. In doing so, they were pursued. One man literally rugby shoved Cormac Healy into the back, jostled from side to side. Members of the delegation being pushed in all directions, one of them being kicked repeatedly in the legs as he tried to approach the front door of the department. All the while, Claire, shouting, roaring, foul language being used. Cormac Healy saying, "We want to get into the department. Can we please get into the department? We need to get into the task force to begin the business at hand, to look at the issues in your sector." But he was told to go home, and shouting, "Go home, go home." And easily on five or six occasions, I heard Cormac Healy say, "Please, can we get in? We need to get in." He was not allowed to enter the building. The farmers continued with a tirade of abuse in his direction. And then after about 8 minutes, Cormac Healy and the other staff from Meat Industry Ireland just turned away, walked away from the department. And as they did so, they were pursued up the street by some of the protesters.
So what happens now with the beef market task force talks? Is that it? It's not going to happen today?
Well, it remains to be seen. There is this huge sense of anger here this morning. When I arrived up here early this morning at about 7:30, Claire, I began meeting farmers and protesters that I recognised from around the country. Many of them saying, admitting today, things did get out of hand here. But as you can hear from speaking to them afterwards, some of them remain very angry.
Farmers are very, very angry. Minister Creed was given the power to lift all injunctions, and they're still 2 to 3 injunctions still overhanging people's heads. Cormac Healy is after saying there now that they had nothing to do with the meat processor or nothing to do with MII. So it's up to Minister Creed now. He has the power to lift them. So until he lifts them, we don't want any beef task force talks to go ahead.
Those men were manhandled. They were kicked. I saw some of them in shove. That was physical and it was highly abusive.
It was. It was. Which men now? The
representatives from Meat Industry Ireland. I saw some of them being kicked.
I didn't know to see any of them being kicked.
Cormac Healy reneged on the MII in there in the talks. They said that all injunctions were going to be lifted. They reneged on the deal and they didn't lift the injunctions. And another thing they're talking about is base price. When I go into a mart along with my fellow farmers here to buy an animal and bring her home and feed them and head to the factory, and they talk about, they can't talk about price. So what's going on?
Isn't the task force about solving these problems, and you've stopped one of the main parties going into the talks?
We couldn't let them go ahead. We had men with injunctions over their head.
What happened was we were doing a peaceful protest to get these talks adjourned for such time as these injunctions are quashed and all legal threats, which was agreed on September the 15th. A couple of the men wanted to ask Cormac Healy simple questions, but he decided to push his way in. He's a big man and there's not too many of us able to stop us.
Well, you managed, and he was conversing with people, he was answering questions,
yes.
And what happened there got out of hand, some would say. They were the representatives from Meat Industry Ireland were manhandled, they were pushed, they were shoved, and they were kicked in some instances.
Well, I didn't see any kicks.
So the Minister for Agriculture, Fran Michael Creed, is in Luxembourg today for talks with his European counterparts. Where do the talks go from here?
Well, Claire, I'm hearing from inside the department And from some people associated with the task force, that a decision has been made by the chairman, Michael Dowling, to stand the talks down for today, to adjourn them until a further point. There isn't any formal confirmation on that as yet from the department. Part of the difficulty is, Claire, that these injunctions which we're hearing about, and you heard one of the protesters there saying that MII reneged on lifting the injunctions. The difficulty is that one of the most contentious injunctions which these protesters are referring to comes from C&D Pet Foods in Edgerton. They're not even members of Meat Industry Ireland. They weren't subject to the previous talks. They weren't subject to the agreement to lift legal action. So it is a complex situation. What people are asking today is, how did this happen? Some of these protesters were raising issues about these injunctions for well over a week. And the difficulty is that nothing was done about it. And they're asking why. Why was this not resolved before the task force got underway today? And that presents a difficulty both for those involved in the task force in the department, but also politically for Minister Michael Creed.
Okay, I just have a statement here from the Department of Agriculture now saying that the task force talks have been suspended. And the Minister, Michael Creed, has condemned this morning's incidents. He says it's in the interest of everyone involved in the beef industry that the work of the task force goes ahead. The task force remit is to monitor the implementation of the actions arising from the agreement reached in September and offers the most viable platform for strategic engagement with key stakeholders. He goes on to say it was a great pity that farm representatives were not in a position to air the legitimate concerns of farmers at the task force. And Fran, there's been some speculation since this incident this morning that the protests now could restart again at the meat factories. Are you hearing anything about that?
It's no more than speculation at this point. That in the midst of all that shouting and jeering, one man repeatedly shouted back to the factory gates. To be honest with you, Claire, nobody has any appetite for that. It was a lonely place to be. Many of the protesters will admit that. Some will question what those protests even achieved, actually. I'd say people will be very slow to go back to the factory gates. But it does speak to the frustration they feel. And part of the difficulty is that the task force and the agreement is how you might resolve some of those issues. And now the first meeting of it hasn't even happened. So there will be huge frustration about what has happened today amongst many, many farmers who aren't here today, who will question, when are we going to get down to business? When are we going to start discussing, agreeing and doing things which will help make the beef sector more viable, more sustainable, and will continue to keep people on the land?
Okay, and the beef plan movement, I see as well, which represents beef farmers, as people will know, has said that the delegation should not have been blocked from entering the Department of Agriculture this morning. Dermot O'Brien, who's a spokesperson for Beef Plan, said all parties need to be around the table in order to resolve issues in the beef sector. And that was Fran McNulty reporting there from the Department of Agriculture.